Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Much love. We have a theme today. We'll continue from last week. Nothing is personal. Just be aware of that breath. Be aware of the thoughts passing by. You know that the thoughts are not needed. And yet the thoughts cannot cause any issues or problems unless they are picked up, embraced, and held on to. So be aware of the breath taking place as it appears to come in and it appears to go out. And rest. And just be aware that something called listening is appearing. When the words are spoken, that listening is appearing, it is urging you to recognize even listening or hearing is not a personal action, a personal activity. When I encourage to be in stillness, be still, the words are not spoken to whom you might believe that you are. The words are always spoken to the God presence, because that is all that is present. I cannot actually speak to a person. Words cannot be spoken personally. So the words that are appearing to you as hearing and listening, they can only appear to the witness, the divine presence. They're not appearing to a person. Now it is that the mind of person that we believe is there may latch onto thoughts and attempt to figure out the words that are being heard. But again, the encouragement is leave that alone. Let the thoughts be. Let the recognition and understanding rise up. The words being heard are being witnessed by the divine. There is only one presence. Nothing is personal. The name that you may call the body form, that is not personal. That's a label for a form. Say, well, I have my personal opinions. No, there is a holding of concepts based on this idea and belief in separation. But the opinions that we think to be even personal, they are not personal. They are more as thoughts rising to your awareness, and you witness a thought, it moves into an opinion, you witness the opinion. But when the filter of the idea of separation is there, then it becomes personal. It becomes my opinion, my idea, my belief. Grasp now, there is no singular separated person to have an opinion, to have a belief. You cannot even have a belief in separation. That is an opinion of a differentiated mind. The mind that believes or accepts the idea of personalization, accepts the idea of separation. But you do not have personal opinions, personal ideas, personal grudges, personal happiness. This is my happiness. Or, I love someone in a saying that I am giving personal love. No, you cannot give personal love because love is not personal. Love is the infiniteness of your being. So even love is not personal. Say, well, what about my possessions? My home, my computer, my bed, my chair, my coffee machine, my this, my that. Those two are not personal. They are but objects in the realm of your awareness. To grasp this understanding. Nothing is personal. Again, not birth nor death. You had no personal birth. You will have no personal death. You are here as you are, the very presence of the perfect divine presence. This is what is hearing these words. Why? Because nothing else is here. So to begin to have in your daily practice or your daily devotion, as I prefer the term, to sit quietly and recognize why nothing is personal. Just before we came together this morning, I was sitting in silence. And in this silence, it even deepened that not even awakening nor enlightenment is personal. Why? Because there's no one asleep. There is no unenlightenment within God consciousness, within consciousness. There again is this idea of personhood, this idea that things, objects, feelings, and emotions, they're personal. It's an idea. It's a thought. For the most part, we have been taught to be a person. Stand up and be the person you are. Stand up and be the God that you are. You ask sometimes about oneness. I've had from not you particularly, but thoughts about the oneness. How can there be oneness with a belief in the personal? Not that the personal is reality. It is like separation, just a belief. Some speak of liberation. I'm seeking my personal liberation. I'm seeking liberation. But who is saying the words, I am seeking liberation? What is speaking the words? That which you are, the divine, the God presence, the Buddha presence, whatever presence you choose to call it, that is your identity right now. Nothing to be liberated from. So I need liberation from this belief in separation. But how perfect you have the awareness that you're holding on to some kind of belief in the idea of separation. You have the awareness of it. You have the awareness of it. You don't need any more than that. This, if you are still seeking, this is it. This, right now, is it. The seeing, there's nothing to be liberated from. The seeing, there's nothing for me to continue personally seeking, because I'm not a person. That there's nothing personal in life. Life is infinite, eternal, formless. The play of personhood is there. But see beyond that. To recognize, to go within. Are you still seeking? You must recognize and answer these questions within your being. I'm aware that I've held on to an idea of being separate from everything, rather than acknowledging that there's one presence, one divine energy, life. And if there is only but this one, then there can be no separation. And I must be this one. How difficult is that? You might say, well, I'm not always happy. I'm not always at peace. What or who speaks the words, I'm not always at peace? I'm not always happy. Where do those words come from? the God that you are, or the mind you think that you are? To be aware of unhappiness is to be aware of unhappiness. The happiness of mind will come and go. The happiness that is your being, that is the presence of God, does not come and go. That is always present. Then you could say, well, I don't always feel that. Fine, you're aware that you don't always feel that. Does not mean that it is gone. It just means in that moment, you're not aware of it being present. But that's neither right nor wrong. It just is. So the thoughts, the thoughts are not personal. And this is probably the biggest area. If anything keeps you seeking, are the thoughts. The thoughts that say, I'm just not feeling happy today. Then you're not aware of feeling happy today. But there's nothing right or wrong with that. That does not mean you have fallen from what you have always been. That just means in this moment, there is a feeling of perhaps sadness or unhappiness. Why is that such a big deal? Or in this moment, I'm feeling angry. Hey, you're aware of a feeling of anger. Why is that such a big deal? Or in this moment, thoughts are arising of unkindness or judgment. Wonderful. You're aware of thoughts. Doesn't mean you have to believe them, nor pick them up, nor hold them against the self that is divine. And the other one, I have a strong ego. There is only one. There's no room for an ego. There's no room for a separate identity. So you are it. You are it all. Everything shining in existence or not shining in existence flows from within your own being. If there isn't a universe, you are that. So in your time today, take some devotion for understanding, for bringing it from the head to the heart. This understanding, this knowingness, there is but one. So there cannot be a Mary or a Sally or a Susan or a John or a Tom. There cannot be. There can be labels for the form. which makes conversation quite pleasant. But there cannot be a separate entity apart from God. Can't happen. Hasn't happened. Won't ever happen. So nothing is personal. So yes, please, today, right away, while still fresh, ponder for a few moments. Why? Why nothing is personal? And ponder why I must be what I already am. Let us pray. Most beloved one, without a second, I do not come seeking. I do not come desiring. I do not come wanting. I come but to rest in the silence, to be still in the joy, peace, the harmony, and unconditional love that is the all-pervading essence. I am that. Amen. Namaste.